The work of state governors has completely changed this month. They're leading their states through a pandemic. Benta Berkland of Colorado Public Radio hung out with Colorado's Democratic Governor Jared Polis to see what a typical day is like for him.
In Governor Polis' office inside the state capitol, there are a lot of phones. Three cell phones spread out in front of him and a dedicated conference phone.
This is Jared Polis joining.
The 44-year-old governor is a tech entrepreneur, father of two, and former congressman. He's detail-oriented and decisive.
Hi, Benta. How are you?
Good.
And when it comes to social distancing, Polis practices what he preaches. I sit far away from him, my microphone attached to a 6-foot extension rod.
We'll get started here in just a few minutes.
Before he joins a call with the nation's governors for an update from President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, he's also on one of his cell phones finalizing executive orders to ban elective surgeries and to close nail and hair salons.
From what I understand, we have pretty close to 50 of the governors and some territories on, and we have a lot of, just about everybody showed up.
So Polis says he prefers to get his information talking directly to the vice president or the CDC instead of from these large White House calls.
Tremendous success working together.
The governor says Colorado's immediate federal needs are more protective equipment for healthcare workers and more tests. And with so much attention on New York, California, and Washington State in the scramble for resources, he doesn't want Colorado to be ignored.
Hi, this is Jared Polis. Can you hear me?
Next governor, please.
Hi, this is Jared Polis. Can you hear me?
You're looking well, Phil.
That didn't work.
But Polis never gets a chance to ask the president a question.
You have raised your hand.
Next, he walks down the hall for an update with top state officials.
Is this a pretty typical day?
Yeah, I started at the Emergency Operations Center for a couple hours this morning. I'm on site in different areas. And of course, here, a lot of the work is being done over telephones, video conferencing.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Governor. Mike Willis here. Midday report. The mobile test site in Pueblo is ongoing. It started.
Polis and his staff discuss everything from medical equipment to how to deal with surging interest in an untested possible coronavirus treatment.
The president's been touting chloroquine as therapy. I've heard from like six doctors that as a result of that, all their patients are demanding prescriptions.
Yesterday, Polis made the difficult decision to issue the order for Coloradans to stay indoors. A move some feel is too extreme, but he said the data showed Colorado needed to do more.
I don't have the comfort level that the existing extreme measures that we've taken to date are enough.
During crises, governors are often called on to be consolers in chief. Yet right now, Polis is playing a different role. He's become sort of the constant bearer of bad news.
The decisions are very painful. It's painful for any Colorado governor to consider the magnitude of something like closing down the downhill ski industry and the ski lifts, which is so iconic for our state.
But even if it means battered industries and thousands out of work, Polis says he has to be able to act to navigate this pandemic and to save lives. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.